Welcome to the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. This podcast is actually a spinoff of a Facebook group. My name is Sharon McLaughlin. I created that Facebook group for female physicians so that they would have a place to come and learn about business, to network, and to grow. And we've done just that. So if you're interested, take a look at our show notes for our website, as well as a direct link to the Facebook group. This podcast is going to be about everything business. So let's listen along as we hear about tips to help grow our business. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us today. Today, I have Dr. Jennifer Mogan. She's going to be talking about credit card processing. All of us in this group, we need to process credit cards. And for me, I always thought about, you know, one of those mainstream, but unfortunately, there's a lot of concerns that we have going on. So when Jennifer reached out to me, she said, you know, this is something that I'm doing. I said, great, this is perfect for the group. So Jennifer, Dr. Jennifer Mogan, do you mind introducing yourself and then telling us how you got into this, the credit card processing?
Of course. So yes, my name's Jennifer Mogan. I'm an anesthesiologist up in upstate New York. I actually stumbled upon credit card processing early in the COVID pandemic when I had a lot of anxiety about being on the front lines. So I had to take a little step back, and in that void, I started to learn about credit card processing through a good friend of mine. And the more I learned about what a dirty industry this is and how many poor practices there are, the more motivated I was to share what I had learned with my colleagues in medicine so that they can all take advantage of the great opportunities that exist out there and how that we can protect ourselves and save from our bottom line.
Great. So how did you get into this? You started looking at the rates. You've stayed in this industry. Just tell me how your company that you're working with, like what services it can provide to some of the physicians that are in our group, and what are the benefits?
Absolutely. So Park Place Payments is the name of the company that I'm working with. And Park Place was founded, it's a female founded and female run company that was created to combat all of the poor practices that are out there, to create a rate card, to kind of establish a almost like a gold standard for you to compare your rates against, to guarantee our rates, to be fully honest and transparent, and to partner with companies so that this is a piece of your business that you feel like someone is watching out for your back. There are so many poor practices out there, especially in medicine, that affect us. And I encourage everyone out there to reach out for a payment checkup, kind of like a annual wellness check, just to get a sense for where you stand with your payments. We offer a free payment checkup, which is a complete comprehensive analysis of your current systems, your current payment structure, your rates, your fees, and then we do a side-by-side comparison so that you can see exactly what you're paying as well as what else is out there for you. 90% of the time, our rates beat the rates that are out there, including rates with Costco or directly through your bank, certainly with Square and PayPal and Stripe. 10% of the time we'll come back to you and tell you that you have fair pricing, and that's almost as valuable as knowing that there's something better out there, is knowing that you already have a good deal. But we are honest, we're transparent, and we're trying to help and educate.
So you mentioned the rates. How is a small company able to compete with a company such as PayPal?
So we are different from PayPal in the sense that PayPal, Stripe, and Square are what are known as merchant aggregators. And that means that when you are a customer of, say, Square, you are a part of all under the same umbrella as all of the other merchants that are using Square. So the same thing as if you went out with your whole town and opened a joint bank account. So you are all linked together. You are all under the same account, the same money, the same funds. That's the reason why back in the beginning of the pandemic, Square withheld up to 30% of funds from a lot of its merchants in order to protect themselves, anticipating a lot of chargebacks. The other thing is payment structure, and that's very important to know. That's something that you wouldn't know if you really had no idea about this industry. But there's several different payment structures out there, and the PayPal, Square, and Stripe all use what's called a flat rate pricing structure. That means that you're paying the exact same rate for every transaction that comes through. But unfortunately, not every credit card is created equal. So debit cards are very, very low, less than 1%, versus all the way up from debit cards up to rewards cards, up to business and corporate cards. They all have different rates. So if you're paying a flat rate up here, every debit card that comes through, you're losing out. When you go with a different company, a more traditional processing company, not only are you more well protected as a merchant, but also you have access to other pricing structures. We use interchange plus pricing, which is the most economical model for you as a merchant. It's essentially like wholesale pricing, so you get the lowest rate for every transaction. And as a physician or as any business owner, I don't see why you wouldn't want anything other than interchange plus pricing.
I have another question. A lot of the people in our group, a lot of the members, they have digital courses. Now, I know with some of the platforms, they offer some payment processes such as Stripe or PayPal, but is it possible with your own company that, you know, you can integrate it? I know some of the companies, they provide links or maybe even an HTML code that you could put. That HTML code can create a button for your website, or some of the companies, they offer links so that you could click on the button, and then you'll have a link that brings you over to your company, like to process the payments. So would that be possible?
Absolutely. We can create a pay now button for you that would embed securely right in your website. So that is absolutely something that we're able to do.
Perfect. All right. So looking back since the beginning of COVID, you've been doing this for a few months, anything differently that you would do as far as, some advice to the members that are out there that are thinking about different things outside of medicine. Any suggestions for them?
I think I would have tried to overcome my hesitation about doing something different than medicine earlier. It's hard to step outside of your comfort zone. It's hard to put yourself out there as something beyond a doctor, as something on social media, as someone who is trying to break into a different field, not necessarily to change, but to do it simultaneously, to do it side by side. That was hard for me. It was very hard for me to overcome that feeling that I'm doing something in sales, which is something I never thought I would ever do, but it's valuable. It's valuable to the people that I'm talking to. It's valuable to my colleagues and my friends and everyone that's out there. This is universal. It's a product, a service that can be used by anyone who accepts credit cards. And why wouldn't you want an honest, transparent comparison?
Jennifer, I have to be honest with you. Before we had this discussion, I really thought, you know, these huge companies like PayPal or Stripe, I don't mean to keep mentioning them, the big players, there's no way that a smaller company can compete with that. But after our discussion, you've proven me wrong. And so I really want to say thank you for coming on here and talking about what you're doing. Really, you're inspiring to other female physicians that are out there, all physicians in general, that there's other things that are possible if you feel a little burnt out or you just kind of want to change paths. And then on top of that, you're really adding value to the group as well, that you're able to offer this service for, you know, 90%, right? Money saved is money saved. It's in your pocket. Why give it away to the company if 90% of the cases you're able to save someone money? You know, it may seem like a small percentage, but over time and over volume, that really can add up. So thank you again for doing this. Absolutely. Going forward, what do you think is, you know, what are your plans for the next few years, or at least a couple of years? What do you see planned for yourself?
So I would love to be able to incorporate clinical medicine and payment processing side by side in my life. I think that they both offer something different. I am excited to reach out to as many people as I can to spread the word. And I feel like this is something valuable that can continue to grow. And I'm looking forward to kicking COVID and getting on to the next stage of all of our lives.
Thank you so very much for being here. And again, like I mentioned, really adding value and opening my eyes as well as members of the group to different possibilities as far as, you know, credit card processing. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.